Good morning. John Denver sang, "If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale to make you smile." I have a tale to tell you, a tale about sunshine, and I hope it makes you smile. My tale about sunshine starts with a long, cold, dark night. No, it wasn't stormy. It seemed especially long because it was so cold and so dark, and it seemed to last forever. It was a few years ago. I lived in a semi-rural area. I loved the night there because, unlike in the city where I live now, it was dark enough to see jillions of stars and even the Milky Way. I loved taking forays outside into my yard to look up at the night sky. I'd do that several times a night. Then I would come back inside to my home where it was warm and blazing with light. I'm a night person. I'd get my family off to bed, and then the night was mine. It's when I did all my housework, when I did the laundry, ran the dishwasher. It's when I would watch television news and documentaries, and it's when I did all my reading and studying and writing that I love to do. But this particular night was a night without light. No light to read by, no TV to inform me and keep me company. No washing machine or dishwasher, no refrigerator or stove or microwave, so no hot food for my lunch at midnight. No hot water, so no comforting hot shower. It was a night of powerlessness in more ways than one. You see, we'd been having a hard time making ends meet, and the electric end had come up short, so it had been cut off. My family cuddled up in their warm beds as soon as it was dark, much earlier than they normally would turn in. So there I was, wide awake in the dark, the long night ahead of me. I lit a candle and sat at my desk, reading and writing by candlelight. I watched the battery-operated clock, and like the old adage of the watch pot boiling slowly, so the clock seemed to tick and talk very slowly, taking its sweet time to mark off the hours. The night seemed to go on forever. It seemed like the longest night of my life. Finally, I began to notice a subtle change out the window. Was it less black outside? Could I actually begin to see the outlines of shapes in the darkness? Was it truly less dark? I began to feel a twinge of excitement. Yes, the blackness was slowly giving way to grayness. I went outside into the gray twilight between the dark and the dawn. I found myself looking eastward, eagerly watching as the sky slowly lightened and brightened, revealing the world to me that the darkness had obscured. Then, there, on the eastern horizon, a sliver of brilliance appeared. I watched in growing anticipation as an excitement, as a molten golden glow rose, casting a radiance of glorious pink gold color across the landscape. I could feel my eyes widen to take in that incredible transforming beauty. Then I felt the first rays of warmth on my face and shoulders. A feeling of gratefulness and joy swept over me. Light and warmth. At that moment, it seemed like a miracle to me. I was so glad and so happy and so grateful. I experienced what our ancient ancestors must have felt, a deep sense of gratitude, a reverent joy, and appreciative awe. I had never understood the prevalence of sun worship in ancient cultures. Now, suddenly, I understood. Not having the benefit of electricity, they had had long, cold, dark nights every night, and each new dawning day must have felt like a new miracle, a joy renewed. I felt a kinship with them, a connection with those human forebears. They would dance and sing and chant in their gratitude and joy. One of the most famous of their chants was the Great Hymn to the Aten, the Sun, written by the Pharaoh Akhenaten. I could now feel his words to be meaningful, part of which go like this. Splendid you rise in heaven's light land, O living Aten, creator of life. When you have dawned in eastern lightland, you fill every land with your beauty. You are beauteous, great, radiant, high over every land. Your rays embrace the lands. Earth brightens when you dawn in lightland, when you shine as autumn of daytime. As you dispel the dark, as you cast your rays, the lands are in festivity. Awake, they stand on their feet, you have roused them. Autumn of daytime, great in glory, all distant lands, you make them live. Your rays nurse all fields. When you shine, they live. They grow for you. You, shining in your form of living autumn, risen, radiant, distant, all eyes are on your beauty until you set. Solar deities were worshipped both as male, such as Aten, Amun, Re, or Ra in Egypt, or Sol Invictus in Rome, and as female, such as Japan's solar mother, Amaterasu, or the Germanic Sowilo, Suna, or Sol. There were fire and light festivals from the Hindu Diwali to the European Beltane and Hebrew Hanukkah. After dark, the burning light of fire was the only source of light and warmth. There were fire altars in sacred places from the Zoroastrian fire altar and the Roman Vestal fire to our own Unitarian Universalist flaming chalice. Light illuminates. It makes things clear. We talk about the light of reason. We talk about having a bright outlook or a sunny disposition. Our lives depend on the sun. The light of the sun literally gives life. It makes plants grow, and in return, plants create the very air we breathe. Our own Earth and the planets were born of our sun, our own private star. And our sun star was born of that original burst of light from the Big Bang. We ourselves are made up of those same particles. Each of us is a particle of that original divine light. We are made of the stuff of stars. Just think of the wonder of it all. Sitting here today, we each are the latest in a long series of reincarnations, reformings of those original primordial elements. So is our sun and our whole solar system. It's a family of sorts, formed of the same elements, differentiated in the interconnectedness of life. My experience that morning led me to ponder all these things. So what does it mean for us today? Are we so removed from our ancestors that we cannot have that same feeling of holy joy and appreciation for the rising sun? Sure, we know it will rise each 24 hours, or rather our earth will turn to meet it. But because we understand how a rainbow works does not mean we can't get excited when we see one. I suppose what I'm trying to say is for us to notice, to take those moments to admire the sparkle of stars, to look at the pattern of light and shadow on the hills from the clouds and the sun above, and to appreciate the incredible beauty and gift of life of our own day star. To be aware of our own interconnectedness, not just with nature, but with all those humans who have lived and died on our planet and whose very breath we breathe. That morning was an aha moment for me. It was one of those significant and meaningful holy moments. It's been on my mind ever since. I knew that I had to tell this tale one day, my tale about sunshine, and I hope it's made you smile.